And so climate change and our treatment of the natural world are colliding and exacerbating each other to create a perfect storm. This cannot go on. You know it, I know it, and we know what we need to do.
In 2015, the UN announced 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. We need to follow these goals to ensure that we are the last generation to be threatened by climate change. These are the solutions.
We need to reduce global emissions by 50% by 2030. To do this, we need a rapid but just transition to renewable energy. That means an end to the building of new coal power stations and an end to subsidizing of fossil fuels. Government should also shift the tax burden from payrolls to carbon. Taxing carbon rather than people will increase output and employment while reducing emissions.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. Employment Observer and Advocacy Coordinator for the Workers' Social Security Agency, Timbul Siregar, said the government must begin to anticipate the impact of the Iran-Israel conflict on Indonesian workers at home and abroad. The Health Ministry has provided self-sampling kits for HPV DNA screening to at least 5,500 women in Surabaya under a pilot project to address challenges related to cervical cancer and boost its coverage. The pilot has been implemented in collaboration with the Johns Hopkins Program for International Education in Gynecology and Obstetrics, Biopharma, and Roche. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You hit me in the dorm room. It was Halloween and I just flew across the globe. 22 hours just to see you, just to barely fit on your twin size bed and talk about your cool new friend who I never met, who you dated as soon as I left. Carolina autumn, it had been a year since I saw you, since we ended it. Had a year to grow into the girl you always wanted. Now we're holding hands. It's not quite friends, but not quite lovers, but we'll just pretend. You say it's complicated to make amends. Well, is that the way that we're headed then? And you couldn't answer me, so you could pull me in while I brushed my teeth and let your hands both freely speak like I wasn't ever gonna leave.
South of the Mason-Dixon line.
line, where everyone closes shop at nine, where you could somehow finally find what you were desperately looking for. Funny how you thought that was gonna be New York, with chalkboard walls and slitted floors. Oh, we could've had that and so much more. Ask your new lover what it's like to be given a real fighting chance before you wish your good riddance. Did anything ever really count? Or was that just a two-year practice round?
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still tuning in with us, Voice of Indonesia and listeners. We are now approaching the end of the morning session of Indonesia Today. And after this, it will be continued with the afternoon session of Indonesia Today. And I just want to say it's been a pleasure to have you guys for almost 5 hours. It's not almost 5 hours, you know. And we are now approaching the lunch hour, so make sure to eat your food and also drink your water. At least we're in Indonesia. We are approaching or already on our lunch hour. Wherever you are, still, don't forget to eat and don't forget to drink. After this, I'll play you an iconic song from Derby entitled Gelora Asmara.
Nyatakanlah cintamu, katakan bahwa kau menginginkan diriku. Datanglah, bawalah bunga-bunga agar kau dapat membuat diriku terbang. Nyatakan janji cinta yang akan kau ucapkan, itu yang terakhir. Datanglah, bawalah aku pergi bersama dengan semua gelora asmara. Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia. Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRI station across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Jantungku terpompa setiap kita berjumpa. Tak pernah ku rasa tak berdaya tanpa buah kata-kata. Hatiku terbaca, hatimu lah yang ku puja. Wahai cinta, beri pertanda, dengar kupu-kupu yang bicara.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Selama ini kau masih merasa aku selalu menantimu. Dua minggu kau tak menghampiri.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
The 9th Jakarta Geopolitical Forum, set to take place on June 24 to 25, will address the potential closure of the Strait of Hormuz by Iran and its implications for the international community. The National Resilience Institute announced on Monday. At a press conference, Lemhanas Governor Is Hayan Syadzili emphasized the importance of discussing the issue, noting that the Strait of Hormuz is a vital global shipping route, facilitating nearly 30% of the world's oil deliveries. He warned that a blockade of the strait could disrupt Indonesia's energy security as the country depends on oil transported through the area. Syadzili added that the forum is expected to serve as a platform for the government and stakeholders to formulate effective and anticipatory and also mitigation strategies. This year's theme, Geo-Economic Fragmentation and Energy Security, reflects President Prabowo Subianto's vision of achieving national energy self-sufficiency amid mounting geopolitical tensions. Participants at the forum will include policymakers, academics, business leaders, and think tank representatives from countries such as Australia, China, Egypt, Japan, Russia, and the United Kingdom, and also Vietnam. On Sunday, the Iranian parliament was reported to have approved a proposal to close the Strait of Hormuz to all maritime traffic, following U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities in three regions the previous day. This is indeed a really important news to know, not only for Indonesian but all around the world, that yes, the Strait of Hormuz, it's a vital global shipping route, so it's very important to discuss this matter. And of course, for us, yes, the government can do this, and what we can do is only to support them. So wishing the government the best in this forum, and also from any other stakeholders that might get involved, may they find a way to overcome this matter.
ここにいる女の子たちに僕たちの歌を聴いてください。
Pria idaman wanita ya.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Setiap kisah lembar jalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta, menjadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia ataupun tempat terlindung bersama air mata.
Kencan by Hi-Fi is I think the perfect way to bridge you through the end of the morning session of Indonesia today. And I think we have a great session. We've been together for 6 hours and listening to music from Indonesia and also, of course, hearing the news about Indonesia's and all around the world. And I think because we are now approaching the lunch hour, of course, as always, when I'm doing my morning session, I will always remind you to eat and don't forget to drink your water. After this, you'll be continued by my colleague on the afternoon session. I would say that we had a great session today, and to continue this beautiful bond that we created, please make sure to stay in touch with us through our social media. Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, email voilisteners@gmail.com, WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. I'll be waiting for your hello. I'm your host for the morning session of Indonesia Today, Yunika, signing out.
The sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini, tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people, but wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang pulwo, or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya
ketahui. So, puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So knowledge is sought, not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Benda 5 yang
for example
baik.
The story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cool, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa 5 is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Nah, kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet masturbi and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of Dedan, Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Kocho graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Kita berbasic dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the lights hit, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Plastik. Nah, kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu ya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce dari traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them.
Yang ada itu kalau spot,
I let them draw figures gitu ya, kan? They like.
Artinya,
from 60 kids, no one draw wayang figures. They draw SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di keraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih
baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Saya senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Kita jalan berdua.